Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the RTC Weekly Download. I'm your host, Jim Dolan. Today we have some Westerns for you, and we're going to have kid Westerns, and we're going to have an adult Western, too. Two programs to be exact. Start off with the kid Western. This is going to be The Cisco Kid and Fight at Devil's Canyon. This is a syndicated show, so we don't have a date on this one.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Have you ever watched a youngster standing before a candy counter, looking everything over with a critical eye? That nickel he has to spend is as important to him as a dollar to us. And he wants to make sure of what he buys before he buys. And that's always smart buying. Take bread, for example.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
With butternut bread, you can always see what you buy before you buy. You can always be sure of the richest, most appetizing bread on your grocery shelves. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. Yes, if you like good flavor, you'll like butternut. And if you like soft, fine, tender bread, you'll like butternut. And most important, if you like bread that's fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it, you'll like butternut for sure. Because butternut bread is baked to stay fresh longer. And as we said before, you can see and be sure when you look at butternut's blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Fight at Devil's Canyon. Devil's Canyon, about 25 miles west of Winslow, Arizona, was the scene of much trouble in the railroad building days. In addition to the problem of spanning the Great Gorge, 500 feet wide and 225 feet deep, the railroad encountered opposition from cattlemen who feared that an influx of population would break up their grazing lands. Even such cattle rustlers as Hatcher Hollis and Donnie Burton opposed the railroad. As our story opens, Hatcher and Donnie are waiting on a bush-grown rise of ground overlooking the newly laid rails 100 yards or so east of the canyon.
They got them rails laid right at the edge of the canyon, hey, boss?
That's why the construction crew's not working today, Donnie. Taking the day off to celebrate. Also to wait for more rails to get to camp. They're doing today, I understand.
Then the crew will start working west from the other side of the canyon, eh?
Yeah. And the bridge construction crew starts work next week, blast them.
But Hatcher, listen. After the bridge is built, we can always blow it up.
It's right now I'm interested in. And construction engineer Fred King's getting this railroad built too fast to suit me.
You don't like him anyway, boss, since he kicked us out of the camp for trying to start a couple of card games.
A sidewinder.
If he shows up out here today, we'll get him. Old Smokey's a good rifle. She shoots straight.
And it's hard enough to rustle cattle in these parts as it is. The way till the confounded railroad brings in 10 or 20 times as many people.
That's doggone unfair, the railroad. Hey, boss, there's King down there now. And his daughter ain't with him.
I guessed right, Donnie. He did ride out from camp today to inspect the job.
Working every minute, that hombre. Shall I get him, Hatcher?
Go ahead. Take your time now.
Get him plumb center, old Smokey. Get him now. Get him.
Nice shooting, Donnie. You sure did get him. That'll slow the coyotes down some.
Now, if we can only steal them rails after they get in...
We'll talk about that later. Come on, let's get out of here.
But Cisco, If Jose not know what make the bridge stay up, Jose not can ride and tell Pancho.
I will try to explain, Jose, when we get to the canyon.
How you explain if there is no bridge yet?
I said I would try to explain, amigo. Enough so you in turn can explain to your nephew, Pancho.
He's no fun for Pancho to have measles and mumps and chicken pox so long as Jose write the letter to Pancho every day.
I know he is glad to hear from you, Jose.
Jose, tell about the bridge. Then tell about trouble Cisco having the cafe last night with Senor King.
Oh, that was only a misunderstanding.
You think you throw that enchilada that hit his daughter, the senorita?
Si, Jose,
then
but...
he grab you by the shoulder. Try to put you out of the cafe. You make him sit down very hard, no?
He was hot-headed about it, I must admit.
Oh, he still think you throw that enchilada.
Perhaps. It makes no difference. We will continue on to Flagstaff after we see the canyon. I want to stop at the Devil's Canyon camp. So you could see the building of the railroad, Jose.
Oh, Jose, glad to see you too, Cisco. Oh, what the matter, loco?
He sees something in the trail up ahead. Oh, hello.
Oh, loco. Oh, the senor lie there. Jose see him before.
Yeah. Looks like Senor Fred King. Santo, so it is.
He dead, Cisco?
Si, he's been shot. Only a short while ago. Not more than half an hour.
What we do?
I'll look around for clues, Jose. You ride back to camp and get the sheriff's deputy. Tell him to let the senor's daughter know.
Aye. Look, Cisco. Jose not need to ride back to camp now.
Dad! Oh, boy.
Bye-bye.
Dad! Oh, Dad! Dad!
Who got him, Cisco?
I have no idea, senor deputy.
We just come along. He lie there in the trail.
They're lying, deputy. The killers. I know this Cisco kid was out to get Dad when I saw him and his partner ride out of camp and in the direction he'd taken.
But, senorita, we...
Don't talk to me. You murderers. That's why I went to tell you we better follow them, deputy.
Is something wrong here? We not killed...
I'll do the talking, mister. Better let me have your guns. You too, Cisco.
Are you saying we killed Senor King, deputy?
I'll put it this way, Cisco. I aim to ask a lot of questions back at camp. Now, I'd like them guns without any trouble.
Very well.
Here, Jose's guns too, Senor Deputy.
You killed him just on account of that little bit of trouble last night.
You are wrong, Senorita.
You did kill him. You did. You know you did. And I'm going to see that you go to prison for it.
What do you think of that, boss, huh? That deputy arresting him two hombres is pretty lucky for us.
It is, if he arrested him for the murder of Fred King.
But he did. We was watching. We saw him arrest him.
We saw it from a distance, Donnie. We can't be sure.
I think that's why he arrested him.
Well, I think so, too. He took their guns, but he didn't put any handcuffs on them.
From what I hear, it ain't easy to get handcuffs onto that Cisco kid.
Now, let's stop here and see where the deputy takes him.
Whoa. You suppose they know we've been following them back this here camp?
No, we've been keeping our distance. Now look, Donnie, he's taking him into the jail shack.
Reckon that proves it.
Well, anyway, we better take advantage of it.
How?
Well, them construction workers thought a lot of Fred King.
Yeah, I guess they did, boss.
And they don't know he's dead.
What do you think they'd do, Hatcher, if we was to go over to that cafe now and tell them Fred King was murdered?
What do you think they'd do?
They'd want to get the hombres that got their boss.
Yeah. Especially that big fighting fool of a foreman, Sean O'Toole. Come on, Donnie.
Get there.
Yeah.
Them hombres are having a mighty good time in that cafe.
They'll be ready for trouble.
Whoa.
We'll see if we can stir them up to trouble.
Yeah, right, boss. Better be careful what you say, Hatcher. That big O'Toole army don't like us.
See here, you two. Mr. King don't want you hanging around. Now get!
We came to bring you news, O'Toole.
News, is it? And what news would you be bringing to Sean O'Toole?
Fred King is dead.
He's what?
He's dead, murdered.
Oh, bad cess you. Stop the noise, you roustabouts. Now stop it. These two bring the word that Mr. King has been murdered.
What?
That's right. The deputy arrested the Cisco kid and his partner. He's got him over to the jail shack now.
By the power, it is I who'll beat the life out of the both of them with me bare hands.
Wait a minute, there's a better way. Swing him at the end of a rope.
How is it you two are out to avenge Mr. King?
Well, maybe he didn't appear to like us, but he done us a couple of favors just the same.
Perhaps that lynching is bad business.
So is murder, O'Toole. Come on, let's get that Cisco.
Sign that confession.
No, senorita. We have nothing to confess.
Let me see what you've written there, Miss Phyllis. I hereby confess to the murder by a gunshot of Fred King at the place known as...
There is no need to read more, Senor Deputy. Again, I tell you, mi compañero and I did not kill Senor King. Once more, I point out that Jose and I came upon the body by accident.
Well, that the very truth, Senorita. So help Jose, no?
Sounds like it to me, ma'am.
Well, if these two men didn't kill my father, then who did?
That remains to be seen. If you'll withdraw your charges against these two, I'll get out and start looking.
Oh, I don't know. I still think they did it.
Do you know of any enemies your father had, Senorita?
No, I don't believe he had any out here. Of course, I don't know for sure. I just came west with Dad to cook and keep house for him when he was put on this job. I didn't pay any attention to his associates or the men under him.
Then if you not pay attention, Senorita, how you know Cisco, the bad hombre?
I've heard talk, and I remember the name. I heard this Cisco kid called one of the worst killers in all the Southwest.
Yeah, on the other hand, ma'am, a lot of people, including me, has heard Cisco goes out of his way to uphold the law.
Gracias, Senor Deputy. Jose and I will be glad to help you track down the killers.
No, Deputy. I charge these two men with murdering my father. I insist that you lock them up.
Un momento, if you please. Listen.
Jose, not like the sound of that, Cisco.
No, it's not so good.
Oh, it's just a few of the construction crew.
I have heard that sound before, Senorita. It was made by a lynch mob.
No doubt about that, Cisco. I've heard it myself.
A lynch mob? Oh, but that's fantastic.
Maybe after us, Cisco.
But why, and how would they know? We came right here to this jail shack. We didn't tell anyone.
Let me go out and see, Deputy.
You stay right where you are. Don't forget, Cisco kid, I know how to use this gun.
Well, Deputy?
Stay here for now, Cisco.
If that mob is after Jose and me, we will not be caught napping in this jail shack.
You heard what I said, Cisco kid.
Senorita, so far, I have kept my temper with you. Say no more or I may lose it.
I'll go out, Cisco. And I give you my word. If I think they're going to rush this place after you and your partner, I'll turn you loose. All right, you hombres. Now that's near enough. Now then, what do you want?
We want the Cisco kid and his partner.
That's right.
What for?
For killing Fred King.
How do you know about it, Hatcher?
Well, me and Donnie saw you riding in with King's body. We saw you holding guns on Cisco and his partner.
Yeah, and two makes four, Deputy.
You heard that, Senorita?
Yes, but they wouldn't lynch you.
I do not agree.
Jose scared, Cisco.
Senorita, you can do what you like with that gun, but I am going out and talk to those hombres.
Jose, go too.
Canaris, listen to me. Mi compañero and I have killed no one.
Sure now. And what about that, Deputy?
Well, we don't know yet, but...
Well, it's enough for me. I'm getting my hands on that Cisco kid right now, the modern spadpeer.
Here they come, Cisco.
Get him, boy!
Yeah, I'll get the Cisco myself. I'll pound him to a pulp.
Now stand back.
Stand back, Dutton. Now, Cisco.
You want to fight, hombre? You will get it. I promise you that.
Strike a good
heart, boss,
Cisco.
Yeah, Russian boys, go on!
No. Get back, you terrors. I'll do this with my own hands.
I'll get him from behind. Ah, you coyotes.
That's the stuff, Donnie. I'll grab the other one. I'll give this deputy.
Good work, boys. Now we got the sidewinders.
Are you men crazy? Let them go this minute. There won't be any lynching around here.
Have no fear, senorita. They are not going to lynch us.
How about that, boy? You're tooting right, we are. Come on, let's go!
Never have our friends been in greater danger of losing their lives. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
For the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast, be sure to buy and try the new butternut wheat bread. What a wheat this is. Soft, tender, real wheat flavor. And best of all, like all butternut bread, butternut wheat is fresh. Fresh when you buy it. Fresh when you eat it. Yes, try it for toast right this week. Crisp, crunchy, golden brown. The finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast. Try butternut wheat at dinner time, too. Butternut's flavor blends with all other foods, adds a zip and a tang to any meal. And have you heard? Like butternut white bread, butternut wheat is yours to buy without a guess, a squeeze, or a doubt. Because, yes, sir, butternut wheat has a true-to-life photo of fresh, honey-colored slices right on the red and white check gingham wrapper. That's your key to easy, sure shopping, smart buying. So look, see, be sure of the finest wheat bread, butternut wheat bread, in the red and white check gingham wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Fight at Devil's Canyon. Bitterly opposed to the building of the railroad, cattle rustlers Hatcher Hollis and Donnie Burton ambushed and killed construction engineer Fred King. When on circumstantial evidence, Cisco and Pancho's Uncle Jose were arrested for the crime, the two rustlers talked the hard-bitten construction crew, all but the giant foreman Sean O'Toole, into a lynching mood. O'Toole's objections were swept aside, and the mob took our friends from the deputy sheriff. Now, as Cisco and Uncle Jose stand with hands tied behind their backs.
You can't do this. I tell you, we're not going to have a lynching.
But these two murdered your own father, miss.
The law will punish them. Deputy!
Some coyote took my guns.
This deputy ain't gonna help you, miss. After that wallop on the head, he's walking around in a fog.
Another minute, I'd have had the Cisco kid beaten to a pulp.
Out of the way, O'Toole. Come on, boys. We'll swing him from the limb of that big pine tree.
You coward!
We in the bad pickle, Cisco. What do we do? Jose not want to be lynched.
Neither do I, Jose. I'm trying to think.
Got the hands tied, not can get away.
I've just thought of a plan, Jose. If it works and I can grab a couple of guns from one of those hombres, we may be able to get away.
But you got the hands tied too, Cisco.
See, but one thing these hombres like to see is a good fist fight. Perhaps I can fool them into untying my hands.
All right, here we are. Get the ropes around their necks, boys.
Un momento, hombre. You're not going to allow us a last word?
Well, hurry up with it, then.
I'm sorry for just one thing, that I did not have a chance to finish the fight with that big blowhard.
Why, you blabbering polecat. What was that word you called me?
A blowhard, hombre. And that is what you are. In 5 minutes' time, I could have you stretched flat on the ground, beaten.
Jose, hope it works, Cisco.
We will see. At least the big one is fighting mad now.
No man ever bragged he could beat Sean O'Toole without having his chance. Take them ropes off of that bragging Cisco kid.
No.
We didn't come here to watch a fight.
I'll take the ropes off him myself.
No, you don't, O'Toole.
Maybe a trick.
Out of my way, both of you. All right, make a big circle, boys. I'll have you loose in a minute to eat your words. There, Cisco kid. Now, up with your hands.
See, hombre? Come ahead.
I'll do, and quick.
Cisco, we're not going to fall.
So he did, Jose.
Hey, what are you doing?
And I now have Hatcher's two guns. Stand where you are, every last man of you. Unbuckle your gun belts. Drop them, quick.
You're bragging, Quitter Cisco. Then it was a trick.
See, O'Toole, we'll finish the fight another time.
Hey, deputy, come these ways, Cisco.
Let me get a couple of them guns. I'll hold this mob back, Cisco. Hadn't ought to do this, but now get going.
I will not forget this help, Senor Deputy. Cut Jose loose, then we will leave.
I stand back, you buzzard. First man makes a move, I'll drill him.
There you are, Jose.
Gracias, Cisco. Now Jose can take a deep breath again.
If I were you, senores, I would find out why those two coyotes wanted us lynched. For the time being, hasta la vista.
Come in, Sean.
I thought I saw you help the deputy into this jail shack, ma'am.
Yes, that blow on the head from a gun butt hurt him badly.
Oh, be all right in a few minutes.
It was a hard blow, I thought. But, ma'am, I came here to speak my sadness at the death of your father.
Oh, that's kind of you, Sean.
He was a fine man and a hard worker. Also, I want you to know I was not in favor of that lynching.
I know you weren't.
Even though the Cisco tricked me, I'm glad he got away.
I wish I could believe he was innocent.
It is not the nature of a man like him to kill or ambush.
Then who could it have been?
I aimed to question Hatcher Hollis and Donnie Burton.
My idea, too. The scallywags got away in the excitement. Donnie grabbed up his guns, too.
I want whoever did it brought to justice, and I... Sean, come over here to the window.
Well, so it is the two weasel faces down by the railroad siding.
What? Hatcher and Donnie? I'll go get them.
You stay right where you are on that cot, deputy.
But, Miss Phyllis...
You heard what I said.
I'll go down and see what they're up to. Then I'll come right back and tell you, deputy.
I'm going with you. I'll be right back, too, deputy.
You better be staying right here, Colleen.
I'm going with you. It'll just be a minute. Let's make sure they don't see us.
All I want is to meet up with that Cisco kid. I'll gun him down so quick he won't know what hit him.
Well, you better wait till you get your own guns back, Hatcher.
Well, I got one of yours. That'll do it. There's a sidewinder throwing suspicion on us.
After we get rid of that new load of rails, we better clear out. Some of them boys believe what Cisco said. They may come looking for us any minute.
I'll let them come. I ain't in no mood to be trifled with.
Well, here's them rails, Hatcher. All stacked up on them flat cars with the locomotive still hitched on.
Yeah. Crew must have gone to the cafe to get something to eat.
Sure would be a good chance to run that whole load to the end of the tracks and clear down into the canyon.
By thunder, that's what we'll do.
Hold on, Hatcher.
What?
Somebody just went behind the big tool shed. Just saw him out of the corner of my eye.
Spying on us?
I ain't sure. They could be, though.
Tell you what. We'll walk back past the tool shed as if we didn't know nobody was there. Then we'll make a quick dash with our guns drawn.
All right, boss.
Come on.
I think one of them was that girl.
Shh, careful. We better round the boys up to start hunting for that Cisco kid, Donnie.
It's a good idea.
Ain't no doubt in my mind that what he killed, Fred King.
Ain't any in mine either. You ought to be made to pay for it.
Now, draw your gun, Donnie.
Yeah.
Get your hands up, you two, quick!
You coyote hatcher!
Put that gun away. Sean and I want to talk to you about my father's murder.
Oh, is that so? Well, now, ain't that nice.
I believe they are the killers of that, Miss Phyllis.
What you two believe ain't gonna hurt us, O'Toole.
Not a bit. We'll tie these two, Donnie, and then carry out your idea.
Put them on the locomotive, huh?
Yeah. Then we'll get the train going and jump off. Sure will be quite a smash down in the bottom of that canyon.
How soon are we ride back to the camp, Cisco?
After it gets dark. Would not be wise to go back now.
Jose not want to come that close to lynching again.
That is why we are going to wait until dark before we go back down there, amigo.
Pancho tell his uncle Jose not to let Cisco get into trouble, too. Pancho not like it if we take the more chances.
We'll be very careful, Jose. But I intend to stay around here until we find the killers of Senor King. Hey, here's a spring of water. How about a drink, Jose?
Hey, it's a good idea, Cisco. Oh, loco.
Oh, diablo. Oh.
Look, he's trained down there, Cisco.
See, well, that is strange. Now, why should they be taking that load of rails to the eastern side of the canyon? There's no way to get them across from there.
Have to freight them around in big freighter wagons, no?
See, but not from the very edge of the canyon. Hey, look at that, Jose. An hombre jumps from the locomotive.
No other hombre jump.
Something is wrong there. Come on, amigo. Up, get a cow.
Go, loco. Go now, go. Why those hombres jump off locomotive, Cisco?
Maybe to wreck the train in the bottom of the canyon. Up, get a cow.
Go, loco. Go now. Train go faster, Cisco.
See, si. Picking up speed every moment. But I think we can overtake it. Yabo, ha!
Now we gain on train.
See, si, we're almost there.
Cisco. You jump on the locomotive?
See, I'm going to try. Of course, Diablo. Bueno. Now we'll see if we can make that jump. Yeah. Madre mía. Señorita and Señor O'Toole.
bound and gagged.
Hurry, Cisco. Stop the train. Can you get here now?
See, Jose.
I better jump, Cisco. Not going to stop in time.
I must stop it in time.
Oh, too close call. Jose all weak in the knees. Oh, loco. Oh.
Yeah, let me set these people free, Jose. Then we'll find out who those hombres were. Yeah, there's one gag removed, and there's the other one.
So it is you again, Cisco. Oh,
I never was so glad to see anyone in my life.
Now cut these ropes. First you, senorita. Then you, Senor O'Toole.
It was that Hatcher Hollis and Donnie. What's his name, Cisco?
Cisco, Cisco, here come bandidos. They must have run back for their horses.
Bueno, this saves us the trouble. I'm looking for them.
We'll teach you to butt in, Cisco.
Come down off that horse, hombre. Now you can start the lesson.
You maverick.
Not that way, bandido. This way.
That one of them, Cisco.
Now you, down off your horse, too.
Hey.
Let us waste no time with you, bandido.
Oh, wait, Cisco. Don't be hogging all the fight.
I see no point in waiting, O'Toole. I want to capture this bandido.
Oh, you capture him, Cisco. Knock him cold, no?
I was getting ahead of me, are you, Cisco? Grateful as I am to you, I still think I'm the better man, and this will prove it. Now put up your hands.
John, stop it.
Very well, O'Toole. We will settle this fight.
Stop, no!
Well, that makes three in a row.
Oh, I'm ashamed of him, Cisco. After you saving our lives.
I bear him no ill will, senorita. He's a fine, honest fighting man.
Oh, father. Are you all right, Miss Phyllis? One of the boys told me about that runaway train.
Yes, I'm fine, deputy, but you shouldn't be here.
No, I'm all right now. And I sure am indebted to you, Cisco.
The feeling is mutual, senor deputy. And here are two bandidos for you and the law.
Cisco.
Si, Jose.
You read this letter from Pancho's mamacita?
I have not had time, amigo. What does the letter say?
It's a Pancho glad we got the bandidos. And it's a Pancho think the senorita and Senor O'Toole have very narrow escape.
So they did, Jose.
And then Pancho's mamacita write what Pancho say when the men bring some dogs for Pancho to look at.
Oh, you mean to buy?
Si, si, si. Pancho look at dogs and he say, how much is one of those dogs?
Si.
The men say, it's 2 pesos apiece.
2 pesos apiece. And what did Pancho say to that?
He say, but Pancho not want a piece. Pancho want the whole dog.
Oh, Jose.
Oh, Cisco.
Up the elbow.
Go, go, go.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
In the shortest words possible, everyone knows if it's
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, if it's butternut, it's extra fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Just try a loaf and see. Pick up any blue and white check gingham picture wrapper and see that freshness even before you buy. A rich, true-to-life photo of butternut's fresh white slices right before your eyes. No guess which bread is finest. No squeeze to test for freshness. And no doubt which bread you like. You'll love butternut bread. Everybody does. They like butternut for crisp golden toast, for the tastiest, richest sandwiches ever put in a lunchbox. And of course, butternut always makes a hit at mealtime. You might say butternut is virtually guaranteed to step up and pep up those family appetites. Folks who appreciate real bread flavor always buy
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See what you buy before you buy. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Now that we've heard the Cisco Kid, we're going to hear Have Gun Will Travel. This is My Son Will Die from 1960.
I'm sorry our fishing trip turned out this way, hey boy. But we can't go back to San Francisco until we know this girl is safe.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875, the Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
Mr. Paladin?
Hey, boy.
Lisa.
Well, what in the devil is all that you're carrying?
Oh, it's camping equipment. I come in, please.
Well, yes, come on in.
Oh, thank you. Gee. Oh. Yeah, hey, boy, tired.
I don't doubt it, but why in the world do you have all that equipment?
Oh, it's very necessary for a fishy trip, Mr. Paladin.
Well, we certainly don't need all that.
Oh, yes, sir. Man in store, I tell hey boy he need many things.
Oh, the man of the store. Well, did you tell him that we were only going for 1 week?
Oh, yes, sir. That hey boy get time off from job that you promised to take me, and that it's very happy time.
But may I remind you that besides two saddle horses, we're only taking one pack horse.
Oh? Too much equipment, huh?
Oh, much too much.
Do a hay boy have to leave some?
You'll have to leave a lot. All we need are a couple of saddle blankets, cooking gear, some fishing line, and a few hooks.
Oh.
And the rest is up to the fish when they see the worms.
Worms? Yeah. Little wiggly worms?
That's right. We use them for bait.
Yeah. Hay boy, not like little wiggly worm.
Well, there's one other way to catch fish, hay boy.
Oh, Isa? How?
Well, you find yourself a nice rock out in the middle of the stream, see?
Mm-hmm.
And you crouch on it like a cat. And be still.
Shh. Very still. Oh, Isa. Then what?
Then, after a couple of hours, you might see a fish. And when you do, you take a deep breath, dive into that icy stream, and swim after him.
Huh?
If you're lucky and can hold your breath long enough, you may catch a fish.
Hmm. Isa Paladin?
Yes?
Hey, boy, use little wiggly worm.
That's a warning signal for all drivers. And that can be a warning signal for drowsy drivers on long, monotonous trips. You see, driving can make you drowsy no matter how much sleep you get. And driving and dozing just don't mix. Why take chances? Take no-doze, stay-awake tablets. Millions of times a year, safe no-doze keeps drivers awake and alert. Helps you bounce back so that you feel sharp, ready for any emergency. How does no-doze do it? Ask your doctor. He'll tell you that no-doze contains a safe and accurate amount of caffeine, the same refreshing stimulant you get in your coffee or tea. But safe no-doze acts faster, is handier and more reliable. Best of all, it is not habit-forming. And no-doze is so safe, it is legally sold on a national basis without a prescription. Get no-doze stay-awake tablets to help you stay awake and alert. It could save your life.
Hey boy and I left San Francisco and traveled south into the Santa Lucia Mountains. The wild beauty of this part of California was magnificent to see. The great jagged cliffs rising toward the sky and then suddenly slashing off and dropping into the crashing surf of the Pacific far below. The heavy, untamed forest growing to the very brink of the cliffs. We turned inland and rode deep into the Santa Lucias, searching for the mountain streams that would afford the best fishing. And soon we had a comfortable camp set up. The next morning, Hey Boy was up with the sun and standing on the bank of the stream, fishing. By 10 o'clock, he still hadn't had a strike. Hey, boy. Hey, boy, don't you want to eat some breakfast?
Shh. What? Hey, boy, catch a fish.
Well, now, look here. We'll be here a whole week, and so will the fish.
Hey, boy, use wiggly worm, just like you say, but still no catch a fish.
Well, you know what I think. I think you've frightened the fish away, standing there staring at that stream the way you are.
Yeah, hey, boy, wait a long time to go on fishy trip with you. Now I catch a fishy.
Yes. What was that?
Oh, sound like a lady scream, Mr. Paladin.
Come on.
Mr. Paladin!
You there. Leave that girl alone. You hear me? I said leave her alone.
You hit Carlos. Kill. I will kill.
Oh, no, you don't.
Gringo. Dirty gringo.
Hey, Mr. Paladin, he has knife.
You will die, gringo, with a knife.
Don't you try it. You're all right. Why do you harm this girl?
I must kill her. You must let me kill her.
I said, why do you harm this girl?
Go. I go now. You will turn Carlos loose.
You come back here. Come back!
Please, let him go. Don't go after him.
Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
Who are you?
Marlene Carter.
What's this all about? What happened?
Well, I was rounding up stray cattle when Carlos came up and tried to kill me.
You know this boy?
Yes.
Why would he try to kill you?
I don't know. He's like a wild, crazy animal.
How far do you live from here?
About a mile.
Hey, boy. Get our things together. We better see that she gets home all right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, mister.
Again this fall, we citizens of the United States have the chance to demonstrate to the rest of the world the vigor of our free institutions. But if past history be a guide, an appallingly large percentage of Americans will not vote in the presidential election. In the present critical world situation, and with economic problems at home, men of the highest skill and capacity are needed. The caliber of the officials we elect depends on the thoughtful choice of the people. Participate in this fall's elections. Contribute to your party or candidate. Work for your choices. Make sure you're registered. Then be sure to take your turn at the voting booth in November. During the months ahead, right through the excitement of election night, CBS News will report all campaign developments fairly, impartially, completely, to help you make your decision intelligently, to make you a fully informed voter this November.
Marlene Carter's ranch was hidden in a small valley, and the heavily wooded forest came almost to the back of the house. Its tangled undergrowth capable of hiding many things, its darkness lonely and sinister. We were met in the front yard by an ageless Mexican woman who was introduced as Toleta. Briefly, Marlene explained what had happened, and Toleta looked at me, her black eyes strange and piercing. Marlene insisted we stay for coffee, and after the first cup, Hey Boy went outside to water the horses. By this time, the girl had recovered sufficiently to talk freely.
Toleta and I run this ranch by ourselves, Mr. Paladin.
Just the two of you?
That's right. My mother died when I was born, and my father died just last year. Toleta's all I have left. She's been like a mother to me all my life.
But don't you have someone here to help you? Ranch hands?
No. This place is a long way from any town, Mr. Paladin.
Oh.
And the men you can get aren't the most desirable. I hired a couple of men once. As soon as they found out Toleta and I lived here alone, they
again to get ideas. So late I had to run them off with a shotgun.
Yeah, I see.
Besides, I only run a small herd, and I can handle cattle about as good as any man.
Well, I'm sure you can, but it seems that handling cattle isn't your only problem. What about Carlos?
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible thing.
Who is he?
Mr. Paladin, Carlos Martinez was raised right here, right on this ranch.
Oh?
My father always treated him like he was my brother. We grew up together. Carlos was always kind and good. Until about 2 years ago.
What happened?
Well, there was an accident.
Accident?
He was breaking a horse. The horse threw him. Carlos fractured his skull. We thought he was going to die, but he didn't. Maybe, oh, it's a horrible thing to say, but maybe it would have been better if he had.
Why would you say that?
When he got well, he wasn't the same.
How do you mean?
Well, he just, sometimes he'd get kind of wild. It was frightening. My father couldn't control him. Nobody could. Then one day he just disappeared. That was over a year ago.
And you hadn't seen him again until today?
Only once when we buried Dad. We saw him lurking in the woods. Toledo tried to go out and talk to him, but he looked at her kind of wild and ran off. Oh, Toledo, did Mr. Paladin's friend find his way around?
See, he's still watering the horses. More coffee, senor?
Yes, thank you, Toledo. I still don't understand why he'd want to kill you, Marlene. You say Carlos was raised on this ranch. He almost got killed by a horse, which seemed to hurt his mind and turn him into some kind of an animal.
He is not an animal.
Toledo.
He is a man with feelings and gentleness and hurts, just like you and just like me.
Toledo.
I raised him just as I raised Senorita Marlene. I rocked him to sleep when he was a child, and I cried over him when he was sick.
Please, Toledo, I didn't tell
him. There is nothing to hide. Senor Paladin should know that Carlos Martinez is my son.
I sat and looked at Toledo. In her eyes, I could see the pain and torture, the heartache of a mother who has had to stand helplessly by and watch a thing she loves, a part of herself, her own son, turn into a savage. Without another word, she turned and silently left the room.
I'm sorry, Mr. Paladin. I should have told you Carlos was Toledo's son.
Well, I should have guessed. This must hurt her very deeply.
More than anyone knows. Sometimes at night I hear her rocking in the chair on the porch, singing a little Spanish lullaby. The one she used to sing to Carlos and me a long time ago. Well,
can't something be done? I mean, couldn't he be put somewhere and given treatment?
Where? There's nothing around here, even if he could be caught.
Well, what about the doctors? What do they say?
All the same thing. Nothing can be done for him.
Well, still, it seems that...
Mr. Paladin?
What is it, hey boy? What's wrong?
Big man, sir. One who tried to kill young lady. He outside.
What?
Yes, sir. I see him in woods back of house. He see hey boy. He run.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, sir. Very sure.
He's come back, Mr. Paladin. What'll I do?
I don't know. But I do know you and Toledo can't stay here alone. Do you have an extra room?
Yes, I do.
All right, then. For your protection, Marlene, hey boy and I are going to stay here tonight.
And now, here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Bergen, when I'm old enough to drive, can I have the car?
Not unless you learn to care for it properly, Charlie.
Oh, I'm a genius with a monkey wrench. The kids in our block say if Charlie can't fix your car, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah. Now, suppose you have a car.
Yeah, let's make it a Corvette. A conservative red with yellow stripes.
The color is not important. But if it's any GM car or truck, you should take it to your General Motors dealer for service.
Oh, sure, I know.
Oh? And what do you ask for?
A credit?
No. Guardian maintenance. Do you know what guardian maintenance means?
It's the story of my life. Like you are my guardian and I maintain you.
No, sir. Guardian maintenance is expert service performed by GM-trained servicemen who have the proper tools and the factory-approved parts to do the job right. And it's available to owners of Chevrolet cars and trucks, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, Buicks, Cadillacs, and GMC trucks,
and red Corvettes with yellow stripes.
Mr. Paladin, you want a cup of coffee, too?
No, thank you, boy.
Hey, boy, not like fishy trip. Want to go back to San Francisco?
Yeah. I'm sorry it turned out this way, hey, boy, but we can't go back just now.
Somebody have unhappy doggy?
No, that's a coyote, hey, boy. There's a full moon tonight. So you'll hear a lot of them.
No, not a good sound. Make here, boy, spine tickle.
Yeah. I think I'll go take a look around outside before turning in. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Yes, sir. Oh, you be careful, Mr. Paladin. Big crazy man may be waiting outside to kill you. Remember, he have knife.
I'll remember. I thought you were in bed.
I was, but I heard Toledo.
Toledo?
She's on the porch again, rocking and singing. Come here by the window. She knows Carlos is around. I think she wants him to hear her.
She shouldn't be out there alone.
I know.
I'm going out.
I'll go with you. Is bright tonight, Toledo.
See, you should be in bed, little one.
And Toledo, you mind if I look around a little? I think it might be a good idea.
I cannot control your actions, Senor Paladin.
Perhaps it'd be better if you and Marlene went back into the house.
No. We will wait on the porch for you, Senor Paladin. Then we will all go back in the house.
All right. As you wish.
Mr. Paladin, are you hurt?
A knife. My back. Oh. Get away. And get back to the house.
No, I can't leave you.
I told you I would be back.
Carlos!
The knife. It is good, no?
Carlos, don't!
I will kill him, then I will kill you.
Carlos, don't! Please, Carlos!
Carlos, your mother calls you.
I have no mother.
Did you not hear me sing the lullaby? Was that not the song your mother used to sing to you?
See, that is so. But you were singing to this one. You were not singing to me. Always you sing to her, and she has taken you from me. She has taken you from me, so I have no mother.
Listen to me, Carlos.
No, I will kill them. I will kill them both.
Don't, Carlos. I have Mr. Paladin's gun. So you stand back. You just stand back.
No, I must kill.
No, Carlos, don't! Don't! Oh, my son. Carlos.
She shot me. She killed me.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Carlos. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
She took you. She took my mother from me.
No, Carlos. Never did that happen. Never.
Was it so? Were you truly singing for me?
It is true. Only for you. Carlos. Oh, my son.
Oh, Toledo. I'm sorry.
It is all right, my child. He will be happy now.
Come in. Miss Wong.
Ah, Mr. Wong, you feel better now, Mr. Pilot, on the bad wound all healed up?
Oh, yes, I feel fine, thank you. Oh, doctor says I'll be up by tomorrow.
Oh, you very sick when Hey Boy bring you back from trip.
By the way, where is Hey Boy? I haven't seen him for 2 days.
Oh, he go all over. Try to sell camping, fishing things he bought to go on trip.
Oh, I see. You mean he doesn't like fishing after all,
no,
huh?
Sir. Hey, boy, say he never leaves San Francisco again. He say too many things happen.
Well, this fishing trip was a little unusual.
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, boy, also say it's too easy to catch fish.
Too easy?
Too easy.
Hey, boy, said that?
Yes, sir. He say he catch big fish first time he put line in water.
Big fish?
Big fish.
How big?
Oh, about this big.
That big?
That big.
Miss Wong, do you know what?
Yes, sir. Hey, boy, tell Missy Wong big fishy story.
You are so very right.
I remember something you said to me long time ago.
Oh, what was that?
Lisa, you say, use discretion. So when Hey Boy talk about fish, Missy Wong let eyes get very large. Listen with mouth open.
Ah, I see.
Oh, Hey Boy have such good audience. He take Missy Wong for a walk in the moonlight. Oh, so pretty soon, he forget about fish.
Miss Wong, Hey Boy may not know it, but he's the fish that swallowed the hook.
Pepsi-Cola refreshes without filling. Why? Because it's truly light.
Charlie, you're forgetting something.
Wait, Kay, there's more. Yes, ice-cold Pepsi is the delicious refreshment that goes great at a picnic or a party.
But, Charlie...
And Pepsi goes fast. People like it, so keep plenty handy. There.
Oh, you did fine, except for one thing.
Well, I mentioned lightness and how Pepsi refreshes and how fast it goes.
You left out Pepsi sociability. You know the Be Sociable song.
But, Kay, I can't sing.
I can. Listen.
Be sociable. Look smart. Keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi.
Well, at least I can say this. Pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today.
Please do.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Paris and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hey Boy and Virginia Gregg as Miss Wong. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun, Will Travel by Ray Kemper. Featured in the cast were Ann Whitfield, Vic Perrin, and Lillian Byatt. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.